What's happening locally? The news.
And let's find out. It is that time of the morning to take our look at some of the local news here in the Republic of Panama. Starting at 12:01 a.m. on Monday, the Urban and Home Cleaning Authority, the AAUD, took control of the Cerro Patacon sanitary landfill in the township of Ancon. This after the concession contract maintained by the Herbalia Panama Company since 2008 was in force until 11:59 p.m. on Sunday, the 26th of March. After 15 long years, the landfill returned to the AAUD, said Alonso Filos, designated director of the AAUD. Filos said that they expect to be operating the landfill for 3 months or less. He indicated that the operation is expected to be transferred to a company that will oversee this operation for 2 years or less. He did not mention the name of the company since that issue still needs to be concretized. The designated director of the AAUD also explained that later it is expected to establish a plant or material recovery system so that the waste is not continued to be operated as it has been done up to now. We require many changes, said Filos, who announced that some cleaning work would begin this Monday. Unfortunately, we have many unpleasant points. We must improve the conditions of the place, he said. He also said that the teams are being hired who will be able to assume the tasks they are in charge of now. We are hiring equipment, which we don't have, and we have the human staff, he pointed out. Herbalia representatives had to deliver in the morning the access keys to the offices of the AAUD, which as stated will control Cerro Patacon. Now it should be remembered that this company has indicated that there is an addendum that extends the contract for another 9 months, and that the state owes it, since March of 2020, some $26 million for services provided in the landfill operation. We have not been able to enter to work. We have had to hand over the administrative office, said Harold Barco, legal representative of Herbalia Panama. Barco warned that what is now left is a legal job, since our contract is being violated. The Social Security Fund, the CSS, carries out the tender for the hemodialysis service and supply of hemodialysis kits, as well as the design, construction and qualification of hemodialysis units, according to technical specifications, for a reference price of $180.8 million. However, it only has one bidder. This is stated in the Panama Compra portal, where it is detailed that the only company that submitted a proposal was the Renal Consortium, made up of Davita, Syntec and Constructora Nova, which offered $168.8 million on the 22nd of March, for which now a technical mission must evaluate it. When the previous meeting and approval was held last January the 12th, companies showed interest in the project, but they made a series of observations and consultations about the process. The tender contemplates providing service to the 18 existing hemodialysis units, added to the 6 new units, which would total 270 hemodialysis machines, which will have the capacity to serve at least 3,000 patients per month, 800 more compared to the 2,200 that are currently receiving care, said the CSS. The 6 new hemodialysis units will be built in the Irma de Lourdes Tatsanotos Hospital, that's eastern Panama, in the future Eliberto Cuilios Polyclinic in north Panama, next to the Caipa Hemodialysis Center and the Hugo Spadafora Polyclinic in the province of Colón, land on the Panama-American Highway, that's going to be in the province of Coclé, land of the Santiago Barraza Polyclinic, that's in West Panama, and land in the process of being donated, located on the road to the Enrique Malek Airport in the province of Chiriquí. Ana Patricia Cuestas, National Director of the CSS Purchasing, reported that only one company bid and now a Technical Evaluation Commission will review in detail whether it complies with the specifications and regulations to award or declare the tender void. The Tocumen International Airport began the construction of the pedestrian connection in the outer section located between Terminal 1 and Terminal 2, Now, until now, passengers and workers must travel through an uncovered area so that they are likely to be affected by the inclement weather. Currently, a transport service is offered with two buses that leave very frequently from Terminal 1, making its first stop at the airport station and then at Terminal 2, a round trip all day and part of the night to transfer both workers as well as travellers. The authorities of the air terminal gave information that the construction of the pedestrian connection will offer safe, friendly and comfortable access facilities to users who move between Terminal 1 and 2, sheltering them from the rain and the sun. The work of the pedestrian walkway is being carried out by the company Njera SA, and the cost of the contract amounts to $715,061.42. The project contemplates the adaptation of pedestrian sidewalks, roofing, lighting, as well as a section of roof in stretched canvas and other sections of polycarbonate. On March the 15th, the Panama Metro will put into operation the branch that connects this transportation system with the Tocumen International Airport, Tocumen SA said in a statement. Six Panamanian doctors, four graduated from the University of Panama and two from the Universidad Latina. They were selected by the National Resident Matching Program, just known as MATCH, to carry out their residency in the United States. The four doctors graduated from University of Panama are Jorge Sinclair, who will do his internal medicine residency at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City, and Margarita Rios will complete her residency in pediatrics at the Jacobi Medical Center, also in New York City. In addition, Chantal Candanedo was selected for the emergency medicine residency program. That's at Kendall Hospital in the city of Miami, and Harold Bravo will complete his internal medicine residency at Jackson Memorial Hospital in Miami. While the Latin University physicians selected for the MATCH 2023 program are Sharon Malcani and Daniela Montenegro for internal medicine and family medicine, respectively, at Cook County Hospital in Chicago. Xavier Saiz Llorens, head of the research department of the Dr. Jose Arinan Esquivel Children's Hospital, highlighted the quality of the Panamanian medicine graduate. In fact, recently, the Dr. Harold Bravo was sworn in the Renewing Health Education Program carried out by the Cevaxin Research Center and the University of Panama, where a group of students presented the results of its first edition. 10 protocols of research that address priority issues for public health in Panama and in the region. MATCH 2023 had the most certified seats in history at 40,375, an increase of 1,170 seats and 3 percentage points more than 2022, and an increase of 14.8% over the past 5 years. In other words, the program broke a record in applications. Specialities with 30 or more positions that filled all available permissions in the 2023 residency MATCH were orthopedic surgery, plastic surgery, integrated, radiology, diagnostic and thoracic surgery. In emergency medicine, 3,010 aspired in the 2023 MATCH and had 554 vacant positions, indicates a statement from the National Resident Matching Program. You might have noticed, or you might not, but in recent days, bank customers have been complaining that they have received notifications from their banks in the mobile application so that they must justify their income and deposits and present the supports that prove the origin of their money. If this is your case, you should know that according to the Superintendents of Banks of Panama, financial entities that operate in the country are obliged to carry out due diligence to know their clients and report when there are people with unusual movements in their accounts to prevent financial crimes. Although it's not a new resolution but dates back to 2015, it is this year that many banks began updating data on mobile platforms, when before they did so with calls, emails, or when users went to branches. Also now, the use of bank transfers through the applications has been deepened when this did not happen before. The reason for this review and request for justification of deposits, according to the SBP, is to prevent financial services from being used improperly for the crime of money laundering, financing of terrorism and other crimes, as established in Article 112 of the banking law. Banks classify clients apparently according to risk, low, medium and high. High-risk customers' data must be updated every 12 months, medium-risk customers every 24 months, and low-risk customers every 48 months. Well, there you go. In case you didn't realise it, you're guilty until you can prove you're innocent. And that's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning. That's some of the items in the local news compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.